Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. There's a wonderful event that started just, I think, last weekend at the Sears Wing of Independence Mall. It's the Holiday Train Expo. It runs through December 22nd. It is put on by the Cape Fear Model Railroad Society. And today I have Don Hoovenin and Farrell Teague here to tell us all about this very family-friendly event. So first of all, thank you both so much for coming today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Great. You are both part of the Cape Fear Model Railroad Society, and I want to talk a little bit about what that's all about, and then we'll talk about the wonderful display that you've set up. What draws you to collect model trains?
Well, I didn't start till I was an older man. I wasn't like Don, some of the rest of them who started out as a kid, so I'm now a kid again.
That's great. You're hearing the voice of Farrell Teague, and he has his engineer's cap on, so he's looking like he's ready to roll there. And how about you, Don?
Well, my birth announcement had a train on it, and so I guess that that was my destiny. And ever since I can remember, I was interested in trains.
You were a marked man from the beginning.
Exactly.
There's lots of different ways to collect trains, and some people have displays set up in their homes. What's it like for you, Farrell?
Well, I started collecting in 1987. I started off with a little crane to run around my Christmas tree, and like everybody else, you know, it grows. And moved to Wilmington in 2005, and the trains I use, I'm in the Garden Railroad variety, the G-scale. And so they were designed to be outside, so I decided to put them outside. So I have a garden layout, railroad layout in my backyard that I can enjoy 24/7,
wow.
Rain, snow, sleet, or whatever.
I didn't know that the G meant garden.
Yes, so it stands for Garden Railroad.
Yeah. I'll be darned. And do you have to protect it from the weather at all?
We just have to protect our engines because we've got so much electronics inside of those.
Exactly.
The rest of it can take the weather.
Wow. And your display that's outdoors, how complex is it? Do you have a village? Do you have...
Well, I have basically six different areas in mind. I've got the Wild West. I've got the North. I've got the East. I've even got Sunset Park.
Oh, my gosh.
And there because my family lived in Sunset Park for a while. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. How about you, Don?
Well, my area of specialty, if you will, is O-Gauge. And most people remember the name Lionel,
mm-hmm.
who went in business in 1900. They're still in business. They're still making trains.
Wow.
You can still buy them today. At home, I've just got a little layout that's only 8x8. I've got far more trains than I could ever run. So I really enjoy the expo because it allows me to get some of my stuff out and really gives them a chance to stretch their legs.
Now, what does the O gauge mean?
Well, originally the gauges were sized by numbers, and G gauge originally was known as number one, and the trains got smaller as the numbers got smaller. And O was just one less number than one. What it really means, though, is the track is 1.25 inches between the rails.
Okay.
And so it's the size that most people my age or younger remember from their childhood.
Wonderful. Let's talk now about the Holiday Train Expo that runs through December 22nd at the Sears Wing of Independence Mall. It's open for viewing and interactive play on Fridays from 6 to 9 and Saturdays from 2 to 5. This is a very affordable family event. You could take the whole family and you'd still have some money left over for some popcorn afterwards. It's for children under 3, free, children 3 to 12, $2, and 13 and up, including children like me, that's $3. Now, describe the event for us. Describe what it's like if we come in the doors there.
I think it's just a fascinating thing to see trains running. Trains seem to tie with Christmas time for some reason or another. And at this time of the year, you see people come in, and we do it basically to see everybody and enjoying it with the smiles on their faces and that sort of thing. It's a lot of work that goes into it. It takes us weeks and weeks to prepare for an event like this. And we were right up to the last minute getting ready just before Thanksgiving,
wow.
And everything was running fine, and it seemed to run fine this past weekend. One thing, Don is in O and I'm in G, but we have an HO layout that is brand spanking new this year, built by one of our club members, Mr. John Rhodes, and it is awesome. It is just something that you can't hardly believe that somebody could spin and do and accomplish what he did. Because he built all the buildings, all the trees, and all that sort of stuff. And the HO is half of O, so to speak.
Ah.
Okay, and the cars are probably about 4 inches long, and You see those things running around, that beautiful landscape that he's got there. He's got water features. He's got boats. He's got drawbridges. He's got, name it, he's got it. It's just unreal.
Wow.
That's one of the first things you see when you walk in. That's on the right, and the O scale is on the left, and the G scale is back in the back because it's bigger and it's back. We even have an old snow-covered mountain with trains and elevators to take the skiers up to the top of the mountain. So it's a wonderful sight to behold.
Now, you say it's in the Sears wing at Independence Mall, but it must be in a particular area that you can close off so you can charge admission for it.
It was in the Gap, the former Gap store.
All right.
Okay? People who know where that is.
Great. Right close to Sears there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. So do you have any idea the square footage of the exhibit?
It's about almost 6,000 square feet.
Woo! And how many people has it taken just approximately to put it together?
Well, we've got 22 members in our organization, and it takes everybody working together and cooperating together.
And probably dragging some spouses along, too, and kids.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of that, too.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Farrell Teague, also Don Huvenin. They're from the Cape Fear Model Railroad Society. Their website is capefearmodelrailroadsociety.org. We're talking about the Holiday Train Expo that runs in the old Gap store and the Sears wing of Independence Mall, Fridays from 6 to 9 and Saturdays from 2 to 5. Now, there is an interactive aspect of this, yes?
Yes, in the O-gauge layout, we probably have a couple of dozen buttons that are all spaced around the layout that children of all ages are highly encouraged to push. And when they do, something happens. We also have three operating accessories that, for instance, dump and unload coal, logs, barrels. And kids enjoy the heck out of those things. They're toys. They were meant to be played with. The O-gauge traditionally has been more toy-like, and I'm a big advocate of that. I tell people they're toys they're meant to be played with.
Mm.
They've lasted this long, you can't wreck them. And if you do, I'll fix them. The biggest kick is to watch people come and relive their youth.
I always did want to get my hands on a train set, but my brother wouldn't let me get anywhere near his. So now I'll come down there and push some buttons and
there you go.
And get to unload some coal and get real happy about that. You also have a raffle that you are putting on as part of this Holiday Train Expo. Talk about the raffle.
Well, we're raffling off three different sets. We're raffling off an HO, an O, and a G gauge set. Tickets are available once you come in the door and you decide which one you want to put in for. I don't know where we are on how many tickets are in each box for each particular set, but and obviously the chances of winning depending on how many tickets.
Exactly. How much are the raffle tickets?
$1 per ticket, or you can get 6 for $5.
So all right. Such a deal.
Most people get 6 for $5.
It's a great thing for a Christmas present because we will raffle it off. It will be before Christmas, so some three people will be very happy.
How long does the expo run from now until?
The weekend before Christmas.
All right.
December 22nd.
Wonderful. Do you meet with other train enthusiasts regularly? Does your society get together and have meetings?
We have a regular monthly meeting on Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock. It's held at McAllister's on College Road. Those of us who want to get together and eat before, we come a little bit earlier so we can get some of McAllister's fine food. Then we have a meeting at 7 o'clock, and that's the first Tuesday in every month, January through December. Of course, in December, we cancel that one and meet at where we're meeting to set up. So
you've both been involved with this for a long time, and it just gives you a lot of joy.
Well, the organization started, I think, in 1994.
Uh-huh.
And I've only been a member of the organization for about 4 years now. So, But it's just a lot of fun.
How about you, Don? How long have you been part of the organization?
About the same time.
If somebody wanted to get involved in collecting model trains, where would be a good place to start?
Our website. come to our website and get in contact with one of us, and we'll give them more information probably they'd want to know. But we can give them advice and get them pushed in a certain direction.
That sounds great. And a good way to find out what kind of model trains you're drawn to is to go to the Holiday Train Expo and see if the G gauge or the O gauge or the HO is what appeals to you, and then start making some decisions about how much you want to build. Do you have a basement? Do you have a backyard? How much of your life do you want to give over to model trains? It sounds like it's a wonderful thing to do. Yes, Don, you're about to say something.
Yes, I was going to say, Farrell commented that Christmas is a traditional time for trains, and it's amazing how many trains come out of the attic during this time of year. In fact, I got one today that's from 1950 that somebody brought me to tune up and get fixed up. It was her father's when he was a child, and it'll be ready for him Thursday. Christmas and trains just seem to go together.
A lot of history there, a lot of tradition. Wonderful. Thank you both so much for coming in today. I've been talking with Don Hoovenin and Farrell Teague from Cape Fear Model Railroad Society. And the website, again, is capefearmodelrailroadsociety.org. Be sure you visit the Holiday Train Expo. It runs through December 22nd, Fridays from 6 to 9, Saturdays from 2 to 5, at the old Gap store in the Sears Wing at Independence Mall. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.